Good morning. Well, it looks like the Australian share market is set for a slightly positive start to trade on Wednesday. SPY futures with just over an hour remaining in the after-hours session are up by around a tenth of a percent. US markets have had an interesting session. They initially were under a fair bit of pressure, although they've been coming good over the course of the back end of the session. With just over an hour remaining in US trade, the S&P 500 is down by about a fifth of a percent. We've got the Dow Jones down by about a half of 1%, and the NASDAQ is breaking into positive territory. So the big story, or the main story of the last 24 hours, which had its origins in Asian trade a day earlier, was that Apple has said that it won't be meeting its revenue guidance for this quarter. And those numbers are still pretty substantial, in the order of $63 to $67 billion. But it turns around the challenges being faced as a result of the coronavirus and the way that the supply chain in Asia is being impacted in terms of the labor force being offline, amongst other things. So they're not the first organization to highlight that. Intel has done the same in the last day as well. And so both of those stocks are the main weight on the Dow. They're down in the order of around 1.5%. Dovetailing with this theme of highlighting caution or concern around the coronavirus, the Bundesbank in their monthly report overnight also highlighted the risks to the German economy as a result of the coronavirus and what that might mean in terms of the nascent recovery that was starting to get a hold at the end of last year. And it appears as though that might be at risk, and the talk of recession is back on the table as far as Europe's largest economy is concerned. So European markets were generally lower, led by the DAX, which was down by around 0.8%. Commodity markets, oil is largely flat, but defensives have been very much in favor in the last day. Gold is up by a decent clip, $17 an ounce, a gain of about 1%. And so it's around $1,600 US an ounce, and that dovetails with the money that was moving into safe havens such as government bonds. So US treasuries were down in the order of 2 to 3 basis points in yield terms, so that means that they're higher in price. Iron ore took a knock in the last day, so it's down by around the better part of 1% at $89.15 US a ton. And the Aussie dollar is being given some headwinds as a result of the money moving into the greenback, so it's trading at around 66.8 US cents.